So let's fast forward to the present time. We'll come back to your patient who actually went on a clinical trial. We'll hear about that in a second. But let's fast forward really just 3 years, actually, 3, 4 years, and talk about right now what data we have to help guide us in this exact clinical situation.
Well, I guess we have very important piece of data that came out in the last 1 or 2 years from clinical trials, and I will say also a word about next-generation imaging. But first, regarding treatment, three large phase three randomized trials have focused on men with non-metastatic castration-resistant disease and a rapidly rising PSA, PSA doubling time less than 10 months. Actually, these three trials are very similar. They were all randomly assessing a next-generation androgen receptor antagonist versus a placebo, and of course, all men were kept on androgen deprivation therapy. These three drugs were enzalutamide, darolutamide, and apalutamide, and in all three phase three trials, the primary endpoint was metastasis-free survival, so basically the time it takes for a patient to develop a metastasis or to die from his disease or from something else. And of course, we had a bunch of secondary endpoint, the most important being overall survival, obviously. So all three trials read out in the last, well, let's say 2 years now, at the ASCO GU meeting, first back in 2018. And they all point to the same direction, which is a very strong and big benefit for all these three drugs in terms of metastasis-free survival. Actually, if you're using them instead of a placebo, you're reducing the risk of developing metastasis or death by about 60% to 70%, which is probably unprecedented. It's really, really big. The Kaplan-Meier curves are, completely separated, things we would love to see as oncologists more often in other cancers. So that was, of course, a very, very important step forward. And it came together with clinical benefit, at least in two of these three randomized trials. For the third one, we don't know yet. But in the Spartan trial, which was testing apalutamide, time to symptoms was actually postponed with apalutamide. It was not only an image on a bone scan or a CT scan. And with darolutamide, time to pain progression was also prolonged with darolutamide. So we're very clearly doing some good to patients. It's not only, postponing the time for a bone scan to be switched from white to black, it's really taking care of patients. Regarding overall survival, at the moment, the jury is out, because when the primary analysis was performed, most of these men were actually alive, and this was true in both arms. Still, there was some indication that patients in the experimental arm might do better. For example, with the darolutamide trial in ARAMIS, the three-year overall survival rate was 83% in the darolutamide arm versus 73% in the control arm, an absolute 10% difference. We need a bit more time to update this data with more events and see whether it's a true finding or not, and whether the difference is truly significant. But obviously, it's a good sign.